Caduceus Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Inner Sight. Inner Sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is the seven rays. And there's a thought that relates to this particular subject that comes from the works of Alice Bailey. And the volume that I'm speaking about is Esoteric Psychology, Volume 1. Alice Bailey, by the way, is the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, and she's authored 24 volumes of literature. And all of our shows emanate, all of our discussions, our shows emanate from her literature. And this thought is, there is one life which expresses itself primarily through seven basic qualities or aspects, and secondarily through the myriad diversity of forms. These seven radiant qualities are the seven rays. Why is the word ray? Why is it used to describe qualities of the one life, and why seven?
Ray is an expression of energy. A beam of light is a ray, and that's probably a good simile for the seven rays as expressed in the teaching of the Ageless Wisdom. The other day, Dale and I were talking about a good analogy or a good simile for the seven rays, and I think you came up with the idea of a prism.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it by way of analogy, is if, you know, when light is shown through a prism, P-R-I-S-M, it subdivides into seven basic colors, and these are the seven colors, the seven vibrations, seven rates of vibration that appear as color. And the combined effect of all of those vibrations give us a white light. So within that one light, there is seven differentiations. And you might liken this to the spiritual light of God. Also, when it focuses through the human kingdom, it breaks down and divides into seven paths, or seven spiritual streams of energy.
Well, first, I suppose one should say out of the one there is the three, followed by the seven. The one, the mm-hmm. three, and the seven is the pattern. The triplicity of divinity, I think, is a common concept in a number of religions, certainly in Christianity.
Yeah, it's the basic trinity, the one and three, and the three and one.
The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost of Christianity, or in Hinduism, Shiva, Vishnu, Brahma.
Right.
So there's the one life, the one creator called God or deity, and expressed or manifested as three, and qualified or differentiated as seven. Mm-hmm. I think we could say, and the seven rays are seven expressions of the one, seven qualities of divinity as they manifest in the world.
Yes, and I think it's important to realize that these are energies. When we say the word ray, well, we're not talking about a ray gun or anything like
images
that.
Images of bad movies come to mind.
Or someone by the name of Ray, we're not talking about that either.
No.
Little boys with pony pistols.
No, nothing like that. These are energies that qualify all manifested life on the earth. That's a huge, big statement, but that's from the teachings and the writings of Alice Bailey. And all of what was saying here about this vast science of the seven rays is from the teachings in the Bailey books. And it's rather difficult to kind of understand at first because it's so abstract and it's so new. But really, it will be in the future, we're told, and it's already beginning to be today, a new science of psychology, because it enables us to understand ourselves in a completely different way from the standpoint of these seven rays.
Coming back to the seven rays as expressed in the writings of Alice Bailey, there are parallels in some other systems of thought. The Bible speaks of the seven spirits before the throne of God. Mm-hmm. It's a phrase from Revelations. And the ancient Hindu text, the Veda, speaks of the seven rishis. And I think there's a tradition in mythology that says the sun, meaning the orb in the sky, S-U-N, the sun is one who is driven by seven horses. So these are references to the same recognition that life is expressed in a sevenfold manner.
Yes, and there are many other examples of the seven. As I mentioned before, the seven colors that break down for the light spectrum, and mm-hmm. the seven colors, of course, in the rainbow are the same thing. It's sunlight shining through the spectrum of water vapor, and that gives us the rainbow in the sky. And
seven major glands in the human being.
Seven glands. There are seven, in addition to the seven glands, there are we'll call seven chakras.
Or
seven
centers.
Seven centers, seven major chakras or centers up and down the spine.
Energy centers, in other words, areas within the spinal column or very close to the spinal column that are centers for the inlet of spiritual energy.
The chakras, yeah.
Yes.
And there are seven ventricles in the human brain, I'm told.
Really?
Someone said that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 7 days in the week. That's not by accident.
Right, God created the world in 7 days, according to the book of Genesis.
Right.
For 6 days and rested on the seventh.
He rested on the seventh. Well, we have to count the seventh.
Yeah.
And also, there's an interesting analogy in the diatonic scale in Western music is based on seven basic notes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not by accident also, because it's arranged that way very... It's a very esoteric arrangement.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
Do.
Do is repeated. Do is the eighth note.
Every octave is based on seven basic notes.
Mm-hmm.
For the last century, it's been discovered by scientists that the human body is replaced every 7 years. Every cell of the body is... So virtually we have a new body every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the number seven is really a mystical, spiritual number in
so
many ways. You know.
It's said in the writings of Alice Bailey to be the number that governs evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So that implies that... A sevenfold expression pertains to the outer physical realm, the realm of manifestation. The realm of pure spirit is not governed by seven. I think it's governed by one or nine. I'm not sure. I'm not very adept at numerology. But seven is said to be the number of evolution, which would explain why the body, for example, renews itself.
Oh, I see. That would relate to that.
Every 7 years.
I hadn't thought of
that.
Yeah,
that's
interesting. Yeah.
And there is also a bodily cycle of 7 years that every 7 years is rather significant changes that occur or potential to occur in a person's life. At the age of 21, that's three sevens.
Mm-hmm. 28.
28 and 35. 35 tends to be a very pivotal year with a lot of people. I know it was in my life because it was age 35 I discovered the Bailey books, and that turned my whole life around.
And altered the entire course of your life.
I haven't been the same since. So
for many reasons.
Well, I'm sure if our listeners read the books, they'll find out why, and they may be on the same path of discovery that you were on, Dale.
So, I mean, there are these very hidden sevens that keep cropping up. And mm-hmm. and then also in the Bible, yeah, there are the seven lean years and the seven mm-hmm. fat years that mentioned of Joseph, mm-hmm. Story of Joseph in the Bible. And this is all symbolic of this, of the esoteric nature of seven. And
coming back to the idea of the seven rays, to remind our listeners, this is a teaching that expresses the sevenfold quality of divinity, of deity. So when we start talking about the rays, we are talking about expressions of divine energy, and I think that's really important to keep in mind. One isn't better than another. One isn't greater than another or lesser, but they are seven differentiations of God in manifestation. And maybe we, at this point, should try to name or describe the rays. The first ray is the ray of will or power.
And once again, these rays are energies.
Yes.
Okay, energies that affect us.
Energies,
you know,
that express divinity in the world. God as will or power is an expression of divine purpose, not of will used to overcome or subdue, but in its most pure state, a tremendously potent spiritual energy of will or power.
And then the second ray is called by the title of the ray of love, wisdom. Mm-hmm. And that is a very powerful ray, a very significant ray, because it is the ray that many of the, the Buddha is said to have come and worked under that particular quality.
And
of
the Christ,
and
all the great world teachers incarnate on the ray of love and wisdom. People may not be accustomed to thinking of love as associated with wisdom. We think of romantic love as making us kind of crazy, in fact. Yeah. But love and wisdom are two sides of one divine energy. The third ray is often called the ray of active intelligence, or the ray of creativity.
And it's also the ray of adaptability is another word that used to describe that energy. Mm-hmm. And that's a very interesting ray, because some people who are strong in this ray perhaps have the ability to adapt to their situation, and other people simply can't. So I mean,
we spoke of the one, the three, and the seven. We've named the first three rays, the ray of will, the ray of love, and the ray of intelligence. Those are the equivalents of life, quality, and appearance, or life, soul, and form. And then the next four rays are all sub-rays, in a sense, of the third ray of creative intelligence. The fourth ray?
The fourth ray is called the ray of conflict, of harmony through conflict.
Don't forget the harmony.
The harmony part, yes, exactly. And that is the ray that is said to govern the whole human race right now. Mm-hmm. And perhaps it's one reason why we experience in the world so much conflict, not only in our personal lives, but
as a species,
mm-hmm. as a human race.
But it leads ultimately to harmony.
Right. If it is carried through properly, it will lead to harmony.
And the fifth ray is the ray of science, of concrete knowledge about the physical world.
Many of the famous scientists are on this ray. The large science, like Einstein, would perhaps be a good example of that, the pure scientist. And then the sixth ray is the sixth ray of idealism.
Of devotion.
Devotion. And we'll get into a discussion of all these rays later on, but just now we'll give you kind of an overview. And then finally the...
The seventh ray is the ray of organization, of order, and of ceremony.
Right.
So that, and for those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, and our topic for today is the seven rays. And if you've been paying attention, it has to do with energies that affect us and are a part of us. And they have very profound effects on the nation, the personality, people around us. all of our discussions, including this one, emanate from the literature of Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust Organization, and she's written 24 volumes of books. They're profoundly interesting, and in those books you'll find that Alice Bailey has explored reality, philosophy, all different types of philosophy, the meaning of life. And so really, if you want to scratch the surface of life and go into who we are as people, what reality is all about, then join us in our voyage as we go into the depths of the Alice Bailey books. But you could also do so on your own by ordering the Alice Bailey books. You can call up on our toll-free number to order the books. And by the way, the book upon which today's show is based is Esoteric Psychology, Volume 1. And you can order that on the toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. Once again, it's 1-866-695-8247. An easy way of remembering the number is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. Our website is www.lucistrust.org. Our email is newyork@lucistrust.org. And if you also want to key in to a multiple number of Inner Sight programs on a variety of topics, you can do so by keying into that website, www.lucistrust.org. And what most people ask for is a general package of information. The audience attempts to find out who we are, and most frequently asked question is, are you a religion? No, Lucis Trust is not a religion. People who become involved and interested in Lucis Trust come from all walks of life and a myriad of different religions, and we certainly feel that we're enriched sometimes when you share those religious beliefs with us. And from time to time, you'll hear us make comments about religion, and we attempt to look at it very objectively and make comments about it, and some of our shows even relate to other religions. So give us a call if you'd like to order the general package of information to find out who we are. I think you'll find it very interesting about our meetings and our books. Once again, call 1-866-695-8247, that's, or 1-866-NY-LUCIS, think of New York Lucis, and you can also order our cassette tapes of all of our radio shows, or a cassette tape of this show if you'd like, by calling on that number as well. So we're going to continue our talk on the seven rays, and I understand at this point that these rays are energies that affect all of humanity, and humanity on an individual level as well as a group level, on a national level, and they influence who we are, our personality makeup, and they intertwine with us. But one thing I'm confused by is the following, and that is when Alice Bailey says in the opening thought, and I wish you'd explain that to me, there is one life. A lot of people may disagree with you, because what do we mean by one life, and what does she mean by
God.
One life? Okay, God. Okay. So there's one life. So how would that relate to the 300 million people in the United States then? Because they might argue that we're a life also.
Or the 6 billion souls on our planet
Earth
at this time.
Yeah.
Well, according to spiritual belief, you either accept it intuitively or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spiritual belief in the esoteric tradition that life is one, and that all outer incarnations and expressions of life, human, animal, vegetable, and mineral, are all manifestations of what is essentially one divine source.
Mm-hmm.
And true, it's a stretch to look around you on the subway and say, well, we are all one, because you see people who are so different from yourself. And that's true on the outer level. We are very different. But essentially, and in origin and in destiny, we are one human family.
And we're all connected then.
Yes, yeah. We are all connected.
We've talked before about a plan for the world. Are the seven rays related to the plan?
Yes, very definitely. We have talked about the plan. We did a whole program on the plan some time ago, and it is, of course, the plan of God. It's God's plan for the world, which is essentially his vision of the objectives that he is trying to work out on planet Earth.
Through the cooperation of humanity.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there is a plan for humanity, and as well as the other kingdoms in nature, the animal kingdom and vegetable and mineral kingdoms also have their part in the plan. And the rays come in to it because they are the essential quality that everything is made up of, and it is each of these rays are in the process of expressing some divine truth in the world, and so that is directly related to what is working out through the plan.
And rays come in cycles. This is one of the aspects of the teaching on the seven rays that is so profound and so difficult to understand. There are cycles of rays, and they vary in length from several centuries, perhaps 500 or 600 years, to 2,000 years or more. And these cycles overlap. There isn't just one ray working out through in the world at a time. There might be several rays. Presently, we're told the most important ray cycles governing our world are the first, the second, and the seventh rays. Mm-hmm. And so they impinge upon each other, they overlap, and they enable the plan to work out, to manifest. There are cycles, like Dale said, there are seven lean years followed by seven fat years. And that suggests the idea of cycles, which are facilitated by the rays. People are probably familiar with the idea of a new age that we're supposedly entering into. We can talk about this in a later program, but this also is affected by the rays. So,
yeah, they're very definitely cycling in and out, and as you said, the new age and the old age are represent each has their dominant ray quality.
So, from what I understand, these energies are not fixated. Mm-hmm. They don't stay the same forever, and they can change.
They can change, and the individual who is affected by the rays also finds that the rays change. Nothing is static in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we should mention that every individual is affected by up to five rays, not just one. By that I mean our soul is governed by a particular ray. First ray soul, perhaps, or a second ray soul of love, wisdom, or whatever. The personality, the self that we present to the world, is governed by another ray energy. And then there is our mind, our mental capacity, that's governed by a particular ray, our emotional nature by yet another ray, and our physical body by still another ray.
Mm-hmm.
So there are up to five rays, unless there might be the possibility that your soul ray and your emotional ray are the same. But most individuals are affected by up to five different rays. All of these impinge upon each other.
Right, and this is where the whole fascinating study of psychology comes in, or the new, what I think will be, and what the Alice Bailey writings seem to indicate will be, then a new study of psychology in the future. It will involve a study of the rays, the five basic rays that everyone is made up of. And it's not just each individual ray, it's how they rays interact, because they're all, we're talking about qualities of energy that manifest through the soul and the mind and the physical body and the emotional body and the personality. And these qualities are constantly changing. And interacts upon the other, and so it's very difficult to kind of pin it down and differentiate it sometimes. But that's the whole science that is working out.
Well, what What practical use, here our audience is listening to this, what practical use can it be for the individual, for the audience, to make of this knowledge that we've spoken about today?
Well, there is a practical basis to it. When you mention our audience, I'm wondering if at this point they're totally befuddled. I hope not. Stay with us, because we're going to pursue this topic in programs to follow. It's very complex and very deep. And there is a tendency among some people when they encounter the rays to use these qualities when they think they get an idea of them as a way of kind of pigeonholing or typing people, stereotyping people. But that really does the science a great injustice, because it is so complex. And the practical basis of it is to understand ourselves and our own psychology, and also to understand others. And particularly for me, when you remember that these rays are expressions of divine quality, it makes you realize that God expresses his essence, his quality, through a diversity of forms, and that it's wonderful that we're not all just alike. Diversity is needed.
Absolutely. And if we were all the same, then we are a very dull world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only human beings, but it's whole nations that are mm-hmm. governed by these rays. Each nation has a soul ray and a personality ray. And as I said earlier, I think the human race is on the fourth ray of harmony through conflict. So it's seeing that the rays work out in human behavior in the world, and the great institutions that human creativity has produced are results and products of these ray qualities. From down through history, we can see these ray qualities manifesting, and it's really a kind of a fascinating study if one stays with it.
It can also help you to understand your potential talents and strengths that your soul wants to develop through you, and also perhaps areas where you might be a bit weak and particularly adept. It can help you to determine your life orientation in your career and so on. There's a lot of very practical understanding that can be gained through the seven rays, and I hope in our following discussions we'll get to that.
And if anyone is questioning these rays or these energies, just think also about how calming classical music can have an effect on us. The energy of quiet, calm music can put us to sleep, and on the other hand, it can music that's full of high notes and quick music can wake us up and get us going. But I also want to say that this show is funded by the generous donations of our listeners, and we need and welcome your support. And that's about all the time we have for our discussion today. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.